was talking to this man once. A professor. Balliol, was it? One of the others, perhaps. He said to me, after the port had gone round and was coming our way a second time, he said, "Chief Inspector, it won't offend you, will it, if I ask you why exactly you have stayed in the police force?" Along with his carefully crafted surprise, his question contained a buried proposition which was not lost on me. I couldn't decide whether to be flattered or insulted by it. To wit, how had I, as an intelligent man, thrown in my lot with the men in blue? I'm afraid I let myself down. Feigning the demotic, I smiled back. "Well," I said, "it's a good screw," and left the table. And why remember this now, as brute December increases its hold on my South London parish, as fog blurs the distinction between hope and disappointment? Why? Because I have just remembered the answer I should have given him. I am most at home in an organization that allows me to live with a truth I have only lately come to recognize. We are all pursuers, and are all pursued. Do we run towards or away from? And is that why progress sometimes looks like retreat?
Ah, Mr. Sewell.
Do you ever tire of ducks?
You mean in my diet?
I mean flying over. Where do they come from?
They're visitors.
I see. Different breed, you're saying?
I'm a gynecologist, not an ornithologist.
Well, I respect your view. I'd take my gun and blast them out of their complacent quacking.
You find them irritating?
Yeah, and early risers to boot. You know what time they woke me this morning? 5 a.m. 5 a.m. I lay there thinking about my shotgun. I imagined I wanted to kill them.
They don't worry me.
Yeah, but you're only here at the weekends.
What do you do all week?
I think about the ducks. I dream massacres. I'm standing in the middle of feathers and blood with a smoking gun, and everywhere there is peace. Peace on the marshes. What are you burying there?
Ordure.
Ordure?
Well, my wife calls it ordure. She's French.
Your wife is French?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And now you're burying her ordure?
Well, it's both about ordure, actually.
Oh, well, if you hear a gun go off, followed by a lot of anguished quacking, don't come running.
Right.
He's had a weekend away.
Can I be honest?
You'll meet him.
His reputation...
No.
His mood swings.
Nothing serious.
The thing is...
Milo, start with a clean slate. Don't import outside influences.
I'm only raising it with you.
Don't.
Well, can't I even raise it?
No. Keep it unraised, my advice.
I need to know.
Why?
Well, I'm new.
Well, take advantage of that, then. Stay ignorant.
His marriage.
Milo, now you are nibbling at the root of the tree of knowledge.
If it affects his work...
Yes. Yes, sir. He wants to see you. Begin with an empty mind. And take these files with you. It'll make you look like a policeman.
Come.
Good morning, sir.
And you are?
Ravel, sir.
Ravel?
I'm from...
I have your file. Milo, you went to Eton?
Yes, sir.
I would think that would make you unique in the Metropolitan Police Service. I'm not going to hold it against you, don't worry.
No, sir. Thank you, sir.
Just a mild sort of joke, Milo, I was attempting there. It's taken 15 years for my colleagues to forgive me for having been to university, and a foreign university at that. And my father was Spanish, and I'm married to an Argentinian. Had I a trunk for a nose and small wheels for feet, I couldn't have stood out more. My advice to you, never apologise.
Yes, sir.
Right, you are carrying an impressive-looking bundle of papers.
Yes,
which
sir.
Burley furnished you with in order to make you look busy. He's done it for years.
A bit obvious.
I'll tell you this about Burley. If I was going into a room in which someone wanted to do me harm, I would rather have Burley at my back than any man alive. We may not be able to accuse him of great intellectual powers, but no one can question the man's heart.
You make it sound like...
What?
As though I wouldn't respect him because he doesn't have my education. I don't work like that, sir.
Fair answer. I'm probably thinking of myself at your age, given to arrogance, which I have had to learn to control. So, what have you got in those files?
You know where it is, Mr. Massey?
Of course I do.
In this fog?
Yeah. Got a nose for it.
I'm sorry.
We laid it on for you.
What?
The pea super. A traditional welcome to our shores.
I don't understand what you are saying.
Yeah, that's because I'm speaking English.
Just get me there.
I'll get you there. Look out!
And that's all.
Right.
Is this a normal caseload, sir?
How do you mean?
I mean, an assault following a traffic hold-up, an inquiry about bullion and a letter from a crank.
A crank? A concerned British taxpayer.
Yes.
Don't you find it faintly reassuring that literary technique is not confined to the sane?
I don't follow you, sir.
Listen to this. Our streets are crawling with the vermin of foreigners. Are we to become the refuge heap for every vagabond in Europe? I am an Englishman. The stain of their presence in our cities makes me rise up and say, oh, for St. George again to slay the dragon.
I've got an uncle who'd agree with him.
Didn't write this, did he?
I don't think so, sir.
It's going to need a very considered reply. Could you handle it? Something the matter, Minor?
Is that all?
Not to your taste?
I mean...
Not exciting enough?
Well, it isn't excitement I expected, sir.
What then?
Well, something one could get one's teeth into.
Bit routine?
Frankly, yes.
I apologise.
What? Sir?
How do you know he's not organising an extremist cell at the Elephant and Castle?
Are you serious?
And look at the assault on Jamaica Road. It resulted from a traffic jam. But at 8 in the evening, Milo? Road should be empty then. Why wasn't it? Find out. Any witnesses come forward?
No, sir.
Why not? Go down there, get answers. Yes?
With respect.
No, I don't want with respect, Milo. I want to see a full report on my desk by the time I leave work today. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And tell Burley to come in here.
Yes, sir.
We are the hollow men. We are the stuffed men, leaning together, headpiece filled with straw. Alas. I was reading this to my wife in bed last night. She hasn't got a lot of time for T.S. Eliot. Something temperamental prevents her from joining hands with our European anguish. And this, even after I had pointed out to her the inbuilt self-mockery of the poem. She said, "I do not feel English." And I said, attempting an ill-advised paradox, "Oh, then that means you are becoming English." She sniffed and turned away. And I wanted to touch her hair, bury my face in her hair as I used to. Instead, I read, "At the hour when we are trembling with tenderness, lips that would kiss form prayers to broken stone."
Tickets, please.
I'm afraid I don't have a ticket.
Oh. Where did you get on, sir?
Gravesend.
Are you sure about that, sir?
Yes.
I saw you get on at Greystone Halt.
That's right.
But you just said...
That's exactly what I said, Greystone Halt.
I'll write you a ticket, sir. Could you give me your name?
Edward Lovibond.
Milo seeks adventure, Burley.
Does he?
I offer you that as a warning.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going out.
Right.
Won't be long.
Very good, sir. What about the request from Allied forces in Bremen?
Missing bullion?
Yes, sir.
Nothing to do with us. Petrella. Right. Yes. Yes. Yes, okay. There's been an accident on the Lower Thames. French trawlers collided with a rowing boat.
People hurt?
Well, that's the thing. A man's been recovered from the water and is saying he was alone in the boat, but the crew say they saw two men just before they collided.
Right.
Name of Massey.
You want me to see him?
I told you, I'm going out.
Right, sir.
Mr. Petrella.
Jack Dore. How are you?
I don't complain.
How's your ungovernable lust for all things gold?
Yeah, it's ungovernable, isn't it?
Well, I expect you could get treatment.
What's life without glisten?
That's true. You're wondering what I'm after.
No.
Jack, you were.
And Mr. Petrella, I wasn't.
Well, I'm not on business.
You mean you're shopping, are you?
I'm looking for something.
Uh-huh.
Something for a... for a present.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
I didn't say anything.
A present.
You said.
That's right.
Something you've seen?
What?
In the window.
No. Something I want you to make. A chain.
Gold?
Yes.
And, for a lady?
Hello, sir.
Milo, what are you doing?
You said to check up on the assault.
Yes. Solved it yet?
It was a car, parked just here. Merriam's, which is a factory here, were attempting to install some heavy plant.
Heavy what?
A cable press. They needed to bring their lorry up to the crane they'd installed. They couldn't get to it because there was a car here.
Good. Well, you write that down for me, then.
So I found the bobby on duty.
Right. And you began to wonder whose car it was.
Yes.
Good.
A man was in the shop. He came out, apologised, got into the car and drove off.
Good. Right.
It was that shop there, sir. The one you just came out of. Jack Dore, goldsmiths.
You want a sandwich?
Good name, isn't it, for a goldsmith?
Jack Dore?
Hmm.
Yes, I suppose so. I don't care for puns.
You don't care for puns?
Hmm. I just don't appreciate them, I suppose. Took me a while to work that one out, actually.
Really? Did it? But you're educated?
No more than you, sir.
Now, you want to interview Jack, is that it?
Is that his real name?
No, his name is Jack Dawes. He changed the spelling. Thought it might attract the literati.
And has it?
I was looking for a present for someone.
Right. I don't drink on duty, sir.
You don't drink at all, do you?
No, I don't.
So what were you going to say to him?
I hadn't decided.
There was a man visiting you at about 8 o'clock last night. Would you tell me about it? Something like that?
If you think it's a waste of time...
I shouldn't bother.
You didn't get a drink, sir.
Work to do.
So, you were rowing, were you, when the boat was hit by the trawler?
That's it.
You were thrown into the water?
I swam for it.
So, where were you going, Mr. Massey?
I was making for the shore.
No, I mean before.
I'd dropped off some lobster nets on a friend's boat.
Mm-hmm. Name of that friend?
Ed. Eddie Love.
Right.
I was nearly ashore. Came down foggy.
That's what the fishing boat told me.
Oh, it hit me.
You were lucky.
I was.
What happened to the other man?
What other man?
The other man in the boat.
Oh, there wasn't no other man.
Blokes in the fishing boat said there was.
Is that what they said?
Yes.
It was foggy.
Yes.
It was dark.
Yes.
There was no other bloke.
You were the sole survivor.
I was the only bloke in the boat. Hand on my heart.
I was thinking about the coast.
The English coast?
Or maybe somewhere we could walk, get away.
A quick cure.
Sarah.
Put me back on my feet, eh? A tonic, is that what you call it?
I'm not stupid, Sarah. Why do you talk to me as if...
Well, up my socks. Don't you think it's interesting that the English language has so many expressions for putting up with things, for looking on the bright side? In no other country would you be asked so often to count your bloody blessings. Chin up! Tolerate the intolerable.
Is that what we do here?
The idea that the freezing cold walk by Gracie will somehow work the miracle.
All right, tell me then, where would you rather be?
My uncle has a vineyard. It overlooks the Atlantic. The mountains are far away above the plain. I would like to go there. Or walk in the city at night. The streets thronging with people I can understand. Music from every bar and dancing. The houses are so close in my parents' quarter, they're like canyons. The windows are open. As a child, I would go to sleep to the sound of every family, their voices like water flowing in rivers of Spanish.
He was lying.
Massey?
Yeah. Wonder why.
They'll turn up a body soon, won't they?
What about you?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I seem to be spending my time on a minor assault case. And a parking offence.
Burley? Yes. Right. That number plate you wanted belongs to a Dr. Edward Lovibond.
Can it be Sunday already, Lovibond?
I don't understand, Mr. Seal.
Well, you're here.
In that case, yes, I think it is Sunday.
What are you doing for lunch?
I don't know yet.
Is your wife here?
She's here, yes.
Bring her over.
She's got a headache.
Well?
Yes, we had a bit of a bad night.
I'll throw a roast in. Lashings of potatoes. What do you say?
I'm saying my wife may not be up to it.
I'll open a Bordeaux I've been saving.
I'll check.
Yeah. See how the wife is.
Yes.
Ah, Milo. You were right. The body's just turned up.
Where?
About 50 yards west of where the fishing boat was hit.
So Massey was lying?
Yeah, it would seem that way.
What do you mean?
Unless it didn't come out of the boat.
A rowing boat is mown down by a fishing trawler. The collision throws the occupant or occupants into the water. One man is picked up. The crew on the trawler are sure they've seen two men in the rowing boat, but the survivor says there was only him. He's lying.
Okay.
What were they doing there?
Something they shouldn't have been.
What have you found out about the dead man?
Nothing. He's middle-aged, smartly dressed.
And in his pockets?
No. This. Wallet. And a photo of a woman. Nice looker.
And on the back, a name. Uta.
Uta?
German. Mein lieber Karl. To my darling Karl, all my love.
Nothing else.
No passport?
Nothing. And round his waist, this. A money belt.
Containing?
Gold.
Gold?
You look nice, Greta.
You going?
No.
Thought you were preparing me for an exit.
Greta, Bobo.
Tell me.
You can go home.
Oh, you always tell me that.
A little longer.
Sounding familiar again.
Next year.
Ah.
What can I say?
I don't care what you say.
I'm not going back to Europe to your family with no money. What am I going to do? Bobo, what am I going to do? Sit in the corner of your mother's kitchen like a mentally retarded uncle?
Your precious pride.
Yes, it's all I have.
Well, I may not wait.
What do you mean?
One day you may come back from one of your little visits and your Bobo will have gone. And won't you be sad?
You wouldn't do that.
Of course I wouldn't. But I might.
If you left me.
Yes.
I would die.
Then think. I will not stay here forever.
Then don't forget what you need from me.
I can get that anywhere. Here or France.
What you need costs money, Bobo. Are you so sure you could earn enough? Even on your back?
I am not a whore!
Why do you hurt me? Why do you make me speak like this to you?
Bobo loves her doctor. Was Bobo bad last night?
No.
Will Doctor punish his Bobo?
Not if she's a good girl.
Oh,
I am very good.
Baked or mashed?
Who in hell is that?
Our neighbor.
Oh, God save me from the English.
What are you ordering?
Gherkins, of course. They're very delicious.
Cucumbers?
If you like, but miniaturized and pickled. That's the raison d'etre.
Oh, I'll join you.
That's it. Be bold. Have no fear of gherkin.
Wine?
I'm going to ask you. What is this for, this elaborate dining and wining?
Nothing. Nothing in particular.
Are you pursuing a crime?
No. This is personal. And anyway, it's criminals I pursue, not crime.
Well, you do well to correct me.
I'm not really correcting
you. No. After 8 years in your country, I still slip up on the banana skin of your unforgiving grammar.
Oh, dear. All right. You finished this apologetic foreigner act? Although...
What?
It's connected to what I wanted to ask you.
Go on.
Only it's not straightforward. It isn't straightforward.
Why should it be?
Well, I know.
I know we would like it to be, Patrick. It isn't.
No.
So, fire first, Englishman.
I've got some questions. You've been in England how long? 8 years?
Yes.
You came alone?
Yes.
As a Polish Jew, you came alone?
My family were dead. I wandered around Europe. I turned up here.
And have you ever been back?
No.
Never wanted to?
There's no one there.
But for those... with a family. Why don't they go back?
Some do.
But not many.
But when you leave home, when you cross the world to begin your life, you cannot turn your back without a backward glance. It wouldn't be human. But this glance you keep inside you. You store it up like a photograph. You say to yourself, one day I will come back, when I've got money, when I've saved, become something, someone. I will come back. But you can't, because the world you left behind no longer exists. So you can never go back. But the longing, like the sensation in an amputated limb, stays with you. It's called the myth of return. How's Sarah?
She's fine.
Good. That's good, Patrick.
I think we can order.
Could be nothing. We've been asked to look out for missing bullion.
That's it, from Berlin?
Well, your man, whose existence Massey tried to deny, had gold on him. Where were they going?
Smuggling it in.
I don't know. Is this what they call a coincidence? This Dr. Loverbond was visiting a goldsmith's after hours.
So?
Well, if there was a connection between Loverbond and Jack Dore...
Who?
The man who runs the goldsmiths.
What?
It's a pun.
A what?
If there was a connection between these two and Massey and the dead German who we think was the courier... What?
If there was a connection.
Right. Right. You think I'm being... Right. It's okay.
So, who is he?
Hmm?
Your man.
Edward Loverbond. I don't know. Nobody. He caused a traffic jam. He visited a goldsmith in the evening. He's got two houses, one in London and one near Romney Marsh. That's it.
Greystone Halt?
Yes. How do you know that?
I've just seen his name somewhere.
Hmm. Anyway, he's committed no crime. The other thing, this goldsmith shop...
With a jokey name, yeah.
I saw Inspector Petrella coming out of it.
Little duck, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry your wife wasn't well.
Is it all right?
Mm. A second-rate Bordeaux, I'm afraid.
Mm. Don't apologise. You tell me something, what makes a woman happy?
Ah.
You know? Nobody knows. Scientists may plumb the mysteries of the universe. They won't find that. It's a quest without end, isn't it?
Always been a bachelor myself.
Very wise.
Never seem to need one.
Count your blessings.
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm washing up, I think I could do with someone to dry.
My wife is a fundamentally unhappy person. Misery laps through her blood like a dark lymph, and I am sick of it. But you know the trouble? I love her. Does that make any sense to you? It doesn't make sense to me. Everything she wants, I seem to have to I can't get enough of her.
Can't you?
No, I'm a slave.
What does she want?
She wants to go back to France. She says she doesn't feel at home here. She won't be happy in France, but she's restless, you see. After France, then what? Some other country. The truth is, I'm married to a bloody nomad. Sometimes I think she's a witch and that I'm cursed with her. Got any more wine?
I think I've got another.
No, doesn't matter. Damn fine lunch. Trouble is...
Are you all right, Lummimon?
I think I'm going to be sick.
Duck, is he?
I've drawn something. Something like that. What?
Foreign?
South American.
What is that?
It's a lucky snake.
Snakes aren't lucky, are they?
Can you make it?
Gold, you said?
Yes, of course. Can you do it?
I can do it. Unfortunately, these special commissions are expensive. Since the war, gold's been difficult to get hold of.
How long would it take you?
The man I deal with has let me down, but I'm expecting some more in.
Right. Who is he? Who is he, Jack, this man?
He's a man.
Who?
He's a man, Mr. Petrella. He's a contact. Do you want the gold chain? He's a man.
I knew then he meant criminal. I sometimes think that conscience is a moral homing instinct, as invisible as the one that guides birds across the world to their summer nests, and equally insistent. Patton Road Nick has been for me a dovecot over the years, a crumbling dovecot, yet one that's offered me a destination so many times, and one to which I had always returned, pulled by an instinct I could neither understand nor refuse. I withdrew my order for the gold chain.
I always enjoy the spectacle of remorse in others.
Greta, this is not remorse, it's a hangover.
Why did you do it?
I don't know. I really can't imagine why I would want to deaden myself.
You wish to be incapable when someone was coming in.
No, spare me.
You wish to fail, some innate desire.
No, shut up. Keep your psychological witchcraft silent. I'm fine. And in 2.5 hours, I will be even finer. Now, try really hard, Bobo, to find fault with that. Will you?
There. I knew I'd seen his name. Lovey Bond, Transport Police Report. Very fascinating reading, Milo. Look.
Dr. Edward Loverbond, fined for ticket evasion. He lied?
Yes.
Why would he tell the ticket collector he got on at Gravesend instead of Greystone Hall?
Well, he didn't want to pay the full fare.
No, Gravesend is further out. He was offering to pay a dearer fare.
So, he didn't want to be associated with Greystone Holt.
But isn't that... Look. Isn't that just down the river from where the rowing boat went down? Shouldn't we be telling Inspector Petrella all this?
Well then, what are you two hatching?
Go in!
I want to see this one come in.
It's somehow easier without you, my darling. I don't know why.
Have a drink.
No, thank you. Everything ready?
Yes. Can you see anything?
No, he has to be careful after the last one.
Is that why he's late?
Go in.
Oh, don't make me, Bobo. You remember when you courted me in Amsterdam?
Of course.
I've never seen the stars so bright. Why are they never like that now?
Have you had your medication?
I don't need it. Do I?
Yes, you do.
Will my medicine make the stars come out?
Just take it.
You won't ever leave me, will you, Bobo?
How could I, when I adore you? Wait, he's here.
Are you sure?
No one else is going to be out there. It's them. Look. Would you like to flash the torch?
Yes.
Here!
It's like, there's three corners of a triangle. At point one, a dead man in the river mouth on Romney Marsh with a belt with gold in it. Point two, a man who visits a goldsmith late one evening. And point three, this same man returns from the marsh one evening and tries to conceal the fact from a ticket collector.
Mathematically interesting, I'll grant you, but... Burley?
The rowing boat, when it was struck by the trawler, had two men in it.
Supposition.
Can I just...
Right.
They're smuggling gold. this Dr. Lovibond was going to meet the courier and take the gold to the dealer, Jack Dore. Dore takes the gold and makes it into jewellery.
Avoiding the tax, Section 2 of the Exchange Control Act, 1947, sir.
Hmm. Thank you, Milo. So, what do we have here? We have a supposition on the foundation of a coincidence, don't we?
I'd have thought it was...
No. Waste of police time. Has a crime been reported?
Well, I could...
You could, yes, and Burley could, and I could. All right?
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Good. Right. See you tomorrow.
Is that it, then?
No.
But I mean, he...
Tomorrow morning, you're going down to Greystone Hall to find out where Lovibond lives. I'm going to get an ID on our gold bars from Berlin, see if they're the same ones they're after.
But what about Inspector Petrella?
We go without him.
Who is it?
Let me in or I'll blow your house down.
Eh?
Open the bloody door, Jack.
Pekina and Mr. Massey. My wife will fix drinks.
Thank you. Oh, the cold.
Isn't it cold in Germany?
No, the damp here.
Ah, yes, we were going to have to get used to that. Why don't you show Mr. Kiner his room, dear?
All right, dear. This way, Mr. Kiner, please.
Drink, Mr. Massey.
No, thank you.
I will. That river gets to me.
Not as much as it got to the last one.
I'm surprised you brought that up, Mr. Massey.
Why? Wasn't my fault.
No one's blaming you. It just isn't every day that we lose £10,000 in the River Thames.
I said it wasn't my fault.
No, no. Those trawlers loom up at you out of the night, don't they, with no warning at all.
You try it.
Have we learnt anything from it?
Yeah. Take up gardening.
You seem to be saying it could happen again.
I think it could.
And the police?
Nothing. No ID. We're safe.
Nonetheless.
Hmm?
The next one's the last.
Why is that?
I'm retiring. I don't need any more.
And what about me, then?
Why don't you take up gardening? Mr. Kiner, you are happy?
It's not exactly luxurious, but it will do.
Yes, and only for a few days. Greta, will you mix up some drinks now?
Yes, of course.
I said no. He came in.
All right.
No, he said, would I like to buy some gold? I asked him for his dealer's certificate.
What did he have?
5 ingots. I wouldn't touch him.
The price?
It was cheap, but...
You let him go.
What am I? 25 years in the business.
Would you spit on a good deal?
I didn't think about it. That gold came from somewhere. Someone's missing it.
You thought it was stolen?
How do I know? All I knew, he wouldn't show me a certificate. I said no deal.
Straight down the line, eh?
You're in or you're out.
Isn't that true?
25 years tells me it is.
How do you do it?
You mean the secret of my success?
Yeah.
In the morning, I get up and I go to my workbench. I sit there and I work. Then at the end of the day, I put a cloth over the bench and forget it.
I'm in the wrong job, Jack. Where did I go wrong?
You didn't ask yourself what you wanted.
If he comes back...
I'm on the phone to you, Mr. Petrella.
Yes.
I'm just making a sweep of the area, Mr. Sewell.
I understand.
It's very nice of you to give me your time.
Since retiring, I have that commodity in excess.
How long have you lived at Greystone Holt?
5 years.
Right, so you're not thinking of putting your house on the market.
Why should I?
Well, it's very nice here.
You say it's getting popular.
At the office, we're inundated with requests.
Well, I'm surprised. Nobody ever comes here.
Who else is near you?
Mrs. Feather. Mad. Derelict. Cats, I believe, were her downfall.
Not worth a visit.
Without overalls and a face mask, no.
Any other properties?
Dr. Lovibond.
Sorry, how do you spell that?
Oh, no idea.
You think he'd be interested in selling?
Oh, he might be. Might well be. He only uses it at weekends, but he's looking to go. Got a foreign wife or something. Nice man. Civilised.
You'll miss him.
I've always lived alone. Do you want a coffee?
No. Thanks, I've got to go.
Sarah.
Yes.
I thought you were asleep.
Then you'd have woken me.
Yes. I was thinking. All over Europe. No, wider than that. All over the world. Helpless trails of bedraggled travellers. I was thinking, we are all refugees.
Mm. Some of us are more comfortable than others.
We are all thrown into the air by conflict. We think our nationality is a safety net that will catch us, but it won't. I'm half Spanish, half English. Where do I put my head?
Where do you want to put your head?
Next to yours.
I love you, Patrick.
I'll go where you go.
Some are forced to move by war, by circumstance. Others need to move. We have a sense of something pursuing us. I have that. Some instinct. The whole human journey. A flight to safety. It shapes our deepest dreams.
I know. Hence love. Hence regret.
I don't deserve you, Patrick.
Kiss me.
A group of people are woken at dawn by men with guns. There's a war on. The men who hold the guns tell them they can either leave or be shot. The terrified people gather what they can in their arms and leave. The soldiers allow them to walk 50 yards before shooting them. Amongst their belongings, they find gold cups, jewellery, medallions, which they take. In the mouths of the corpses, they find gold fillings. These they also remove. The gold is collected, melted down into ingots. One village. Thousands of villages. That's a lot of gold.
Who did you speak to?
A war crimes commissioner.
They never found it?
Some. Some found its way into banks. You know the way banks will take anything. A lot of it's disappeared.
You think it's finding its way here?
Maybe it's easier to sell here.
And Lovey Bond's the dealer?
Well, I think it's worth a look. His neighbour down there told Milo that Lovey Bond takes the rowing boat out at night, but only when the tide's high. But what if he's wrong? Perhaps what the neighbour sees is not Lovey Bond leaving, but another boat arriving.
I see. Bringing the courier.
It's worth a look, surely.
Where's Milo? Burley?
The goldsmith.
What?
I asked Milo to have another go at him. I just thought it would be easier.
Easier?
Well, simpler.
Come on!
In here.
Milo?
They left the door open.
You all right, Milo?
He's already cold. I was looking
Sit
for...
Sit down, son.
It's not the first dead man I've seen.
No.
But his expression.
Sure.
What would you call it?
Pain.
He was screaming when he died. In his ear. See how they killed him? Molten gold.
When's the next high tide, Burley?
What do you mean?
You said Lovey Bond takes delivery at high tide. When's the next?
Midnight tonight.
Those soldiers, the ones who shot the people and stole their possessions.
Yes?
I asked you whether much of the gold had been found. But that isn't the point. I should have said, those officers who led the men, who gave the orders, how many of them have been found? That's who Lovey Bond is bringing in. The gold is his payment, but the men are the cargo. Milo?
Something his neighbour said. He'd seen Lovey Bond digging. Not once, several times. He'd said to him, "What are you burying?" And Lovey Bond said, "Ordure."
Let me finish.
I love you, Edward. I love what you do for me.
You have the binoculars?
Yeah.
What time is it?
11:30.
Then keep looking.
When this is over, Bobo, I'm going to make you a happy boy.
Darling. My darling.
You are my favorite boy. I'm going to show you what I do for my favorite boy.
Oh, careful.
You need he push me in under with that nasty man? What do you think I am?
I know what you are. Man, a lookout, will you?
Aye, aye, sir.
Aren't we too far away, sir?
If we scare them, we end with nothing. We need the lot of them.
Red-handed?
That's it, Myler. What does that mean, red-handed? I've often wondered. Well, not often, but, you know.
Not keeping you up, are we, Burley?
Hmm? The other thing, we won't see them, will we, in this mist? I mean, they're not going to have lights.
Have you noticed something about mudflats at night? Sound carries. Listen. Every little sound.
Yes, but...
Listen. Listen.
When do we move?
Not until we're in. Two doors, you say, Mother?
One to the river, one going into a lean-to at the side.
Lovely. Gun, Burley?
Here, sir.
You two at the front by the river, then. I'll flush them from the side. Do nothing till they come running. Understood? Right.
Editor, are you cold?
No, tired.
Yes, I'm sure. My wife will show you to your room, but first a drink, yes?
Yeah, a whiskey.
Yes, my dear?
Whiskies, please. And Mr. Massey, you're keeping well?
No, can't complain.
Something for you.
I don't drink.
My first encounter is a British Calvinist.
Yes, yes, Mr. Massey is a Calvinist.
Your drink, darling. And Mr. Dieter.
Thank you.
A toast to freedom.
Don't drink that! Who the hell are you?
I'm a police officer. Stay where you are.
I'm off.
I don't think so, sir.
Stop him, Burley!
What's up?
Now, Mr. Lovibond.
Oh, no! Don't drink it! No! No! Don't leave me! No!
The other one's wounded. He'll be all right.
This one won't. Strychnine. Intended for you, Herr Dieter.
What will you do with me?
I think we'll send you home.
Do you think he likes them?
He's asleep.
Why do little boys like planes?
And little girls, Patrick.
Do they?
And big girls. Oh, just look at those bright wings. So full of destination.
I know.
You married the restless woman.
Deliberately.
Take me home.
In Petrella, The Myth of Return by Michael Gilbert, Philip Jackson played Petrella, Nicky Henson, Burley, Jamie Glover, Milo, and Mamta Cash, Sarah. Other parts were played by David Glover, Rachel Atkins, Jonathan Taffler, Frank Kovac, and Ian Masters. Petrella by Michael Gilbert was dramatised by Michael Butt and directed by John Taylor.